Blog Talk Radio.
Hungry.
Welcome. You tuned in live to the Sybelle Adele Show. Hey, everybody. Welcome, and thank you so very much for joining me for tonight's show. It is going to be hot and saucy for the grown and sexy only, as usual. KK and KK getting our life and taking several seats. We are live on the JK Network right here, right now. We are on each and every Tuesday evening between 7 and 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You don't want to miss it. Tonight's show topic is titled, actually, it's on part two of emotional walls as we discover how to handle a relationship with an emotional, unavailable person. And we're going to also cover seven ways to, break down the walls after you've been hurt. I mean, let's just face it, we all have gone through it. WD has already shared a little bit of something in the chat room with us. Thanks, my big brother, WD, my other big brother. Big shout out to everyone in the chat room already. Thanks, Karina, Renee, Rose, Sonya, WD, and everyone else, guests popping in and out. The board is full. Thanks for joining in. For those that are listening, tuned in, or Skyping, if you'd like to call in, the call-in number is air code 347-205-9366. Once again, the call-in number is air code 347-205-9366, and press the number 1 when you're waiting, willing, and able to give us your statement and or comment on today's show topic. Okay? So before I do that, let's bring in 440. I think this is my big brother. 617, you're on the air right now. Hey, welcome to the Sybelle Dell Show. How you doing? 440-617, hello.
Is that me?
Okay. Oh, hey, WD, yeah, you're on the air. How you doing, boo?
You know what? I got to get used to my phone number.
Yes, you do. 440-617, get in your life. What? What you
I'm
want?
I'm getting my life. I'm looking, and we're going to have a good show tonight. I'm going to tell you one time a woman really hurt me. It made me the man I am today. One time a woman really hurt me.
Really? Please share.
I'm going to share it. I was in the 10th grade. She's a chocolate girl. She's really beautiful. She was really beautiful. But, you know, chocolate girls, they do the opposite. They go to light-skinned men. And
I'm like, huh? Okay.
I'm a chocolate man. I went to a light-skinned woman, and I broke a girl's heart. And the thing is the opposite. He had a light skin and an afro, and she left me for him, and she hurt my heart. And it made me the man I am today.
That was 10th grade. So you're saying you're a sensitive man?
I am sensitive. I'm about to be 50 in 7 days. What are we going to do for my birthday party?
Are you coming to Los Angeles? Or do we need to come to Cleveland? You tell me.
I want Karen White to sing to me. I want Karen to sing to me for my birthday.
Lord.
I was in the Wolf's Den in Cleveland. We were having my birthday party celebration. There was a young lady who sang the Marilyn Monroe rendition of Happy Birthday to You. And there was so many girls that was so mad and jealous at her singing. The owner of the club asked me to leave because he told me I was causing a problem.
Wow. Really? You were that popular? Wow.
I am who I am.
Okay. Sounds like a little Jesus going on there. I'm not
How you think
at
I
you.
Met you?
Through the network, right?
Through the network, baby. But sexy people look at sexy people, and sexy people know sexy people.
That's right. There it is. It's a vibe, man. It's a vibe. It's all good. So what do you think about tonight's show topic? We're going to cover part 2 of Emotional Walls. We spoke of that last week, remember? And we're going to just kind of figure out how to handle a relationship with an emotionally unavailable person. We're also going to cover the 7 ways.
We had such a good show last week that I you made me do something I normally don't do, like Jay King do. Jay King does his morning show. He like, I don't know what the hell I did the next morning. He don't know nothing. But you made me dig up my notes from last Tuesday, and we were on the words a woman uses when she's tired of you. And that's one of them right there. I'm tired of you. I got them all wrote down. Let's go into the show, Belle. Come on with it.
All right. All right, so we're going to jump right in. We're going to skip top news segments, and we're just going to keep it salty. Let's start off by, you know, discussing how to handle a relationship with an emotionally unavailable person. Women across America can thank Sarah Jessica Parker, who played the much-loved and emulated character Carrie Bradshaw on television Sex and the City. I know my ladies love that show, Sex and the City, and seen all of the movies. I think there's been two so thus far. So real, so interesting, so funny, you know. It's for the romanticizing, you know, as to where they, you know, chase between, you know, it's like a chase between the willing woman and an emotionally unavailable man. Sex and the City, you know, just hit right on the nail, you know, hit the nail right on the head, you know. As far as that movie, I mean, that's why so many people, so many women especially, can relate to it, because I think a lot of women, and men experience it as well, as women being emotionally available or willing to, you know, open up to them. So, of course, we've all heard of Mr. Big in our lives, but it rarely ends like on television with him declaring his undying love for us underneath the night sky in Paris, et cetera. But even if you do get that guy, it doesn't actually guarantee him opening up to you or becoming emotionally available once the wedding is over, of course. You know, let's face it. How hard do you need to fight for a man? And then when you finally win him over, is it really worth it, even after a wedding? I wouldn't want to have to work so hard to fight for that man's attention. I'm not sure, Sonia. Call on in, Sonia, 347-205-9366. Let me know what you think, Sonia. WD, you know, how does it make you feel? Let me stop right there, WD, as far as women fighting for you. Do you think, is that like an honor for you or men? What do you think as far as women having to fight? I mean, it says a lot about his character, firstly, but, I mean, I need a male's perspective. What do you think about women having to chase? And is there something to that, a man wanting her to chase, or he's just really not ready? But he's okay with her chasing. What is it, WD? Give me some sort of an insight really quickly before I continue on, please.
I'm going to give you a real quick one. About 2 years ago, my girlfriend, I had a couple girlfriends, Candy sang the Marilyn Monroe rendition of Happy Birthday to You. We was in the Wolf's Den in a club in Cleveland. She was like, Happy Birthday to you, and there were three other girlfriends in the club that didn't know each other, and they clubbed up so quick, and they got so mad, the owner of the club put me out. He said, you're causing problems. He said, you're causing problems.
You just told us that, but I want you to answer the question. Is there something too bad men want? Do they want women to chase them? Do you like women to chase you?
They chase me all the way down, and I like it.
Is it because you like it? There we go. That's what I want to know. You like it. Why do you like it? I mean, what is it? What is it to that? Is there something to that?
What is it to that? It's because I am a knight in shining armor, and any woman that's worth anything will chase me. Any woman that's worth nothing, I will not chase them.
That sounds so backwards. Like what, you know, I mean, why should anyone have to chase anyone? You know, if
why
you're feeling one, why can't you just go close?
Why do you think you don't understand men? We want to be chased, but we're supposed to be the aggressors. Sadie Hawkins Day is a good day. But we want to be chased, and the prettiest thing ever chased me, she probably listening right now, because you're listening right now. You're the prettiest thing that ever chased me. Come on with it.
Lord have mercy. give me an answer. You didn't give me an answer.
I ain't going to give you one. Say what now?
You don't have an answer as to why women are chasing. I mean, you know, I mean, is there some insecurity going on? Does that feed a man's ego when a woman chases him? And, you know, is he really that into her? to even, you know, have her or make her or a desire for her to chase him. You're a male. Any other male men out there, call in 347-205-9366. Give me some sort of an answer. We need resolution. We need, you know, to find out, figure out what the chase is all about. Not to get off show topic, but WD, you're not being clear. Why exactly would you like that? And why would you torture a woman or, you know, why would a woman torture a man? He needs to chase me.
I want
to go with the flow. I don't understand.
I want you to chase me.
Why?
That means I have the upper hand when you chase me. That means I can do whatever I want with you. That means I can either treat you like a hood rat, I could treat you like a lady, or I could treat you like my woman if you chase me. That's what men don't know how to do, is make a woman chase them. And I could teach you how to chase me.
Okay, so you think that's a good thing. That's a good thing that women are chasing you. Okay, let me hold that thought, WD. I'm going to bring another calling in. Caller calling from area code 313-231. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and your statement and or comment or opinion on today's show topic. You're on the air. Hello, welcome to the Bell Del Show. Hey, how you
Hello.
Doing? Yes, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Who is this?
Amal from Detroit.
Hey, Amal, I'm fine. How are you, darling? Thanks for calling in.
Thank you for answering. I kind of want to give a shot at answering that question. Repeat it one more time. Why do men want women to chase now? Well, the chase is a small chase. First of all, are you dealing with a man? Because when you meet someone, they pretty much tell you what they're looking for right in the beginning. Now, if a man is looking to move forward and whatnot, he'll let you know. Because if you're not the one or you're not looking for the same thing, it ain't no need in us wasting a bunch of time. Now, the chasing part is just to let me know, are you interested? It's not a whole bunch of chasing because you ain't got to do a lot. If I find out that you're seriously interested, then we can start making the same trips. We can start doing the same things. But me, myself, when I go out, I don't talk to women. Not that I think I'm conceited or anything like that. It's just
that again. What did you say? I didn't hear you.
I don't talk to women. Until a woman show me a sign, a smile, or something like that, I won't speak
wow.
to her.
Wow.
There you go.
Really?
There you
wow.
go. Let's together. Hold
wow.
up, swole
what?
Up. Let's do this together. You don't talk to women. What do you do?
Hold up, swole up.
Once,
oh, wow.
Once I know she's interested, then it makes the conversation a whole lot easier. You know, just to go up and, because my conversation isn't a normal conversation.
It ain't normal.
You know, I may talk about what's going on in Russia, what's going on at the space station, anything that's going on around the world because, you know, I look at a lot of different news and a lot of different things. And
they respond to you on that?
Not exactly. Because a lot of people from where I'm at, they live in that same small circle.
So you're looking for a small circle of women?
No, mentally. I'm talking about mentally. When you try to expand someone's mind to think about something different, is hard. And I already see right there, if you're not open-minded, I already know it's not going to work. I remember one time I went to the store, and I saw this firing girl, and I'm like, okay. And then she started talking to the guy behind the register. And within the first four words, I knew it wouldn't work. You know.
You know what I do to a woman when I first see her? Same thing I say. I'm going to say to Karen White. And I'm going to say the same thing to Sybil Adele. When I first see them, I'm going to be like, can you get pregnant? And it throws them off balance. It throws them off balance. Once you throw
you,
a woman off balance.
That, WD, hold on. WD, let me tell you why that would throw any woman off balance. She would firstly think, is he crazy? He's not in his right mind to even ask the question. What type of pickup line is that? Can you get pregnant? It's like run, Forrest, run. Really, WD? And to respond to Amal from Detroit, it sounds like insecurity. Because if you feel like you need a woman to approach you before you feel like it's going to work, where's your confidence? Why don't you step to the woman, you know, and show some interest in her? What's the problem with that, Amal?
Well, 9 times out of 10, all of my best relationships started when a woman stepped to me first. That's just my history. 9 times out of 10, when you go up and you speak to a woman and you're interested in her, she's looking around, you know. It's just easier. And I'm not saying she has to necessarily speak, but eye contact, a smile. Then it
makes
everything.
What you think she's looking
for? Huh?
Okay, and hold on 1 second. Let me respond to Amal's statement real quick because I was having a discussion. Amal?
Yeah.
Okay, darling, Amal, let me respond to that because I've been told by women and men alike, especially African American women, they say we don't speak up. You know, and other women or different races will speak up and chase and, you know, because let's just face it, to me, Caucasian women have been more loosey-goosey. And to me, black women, black girls, like little girls, they were taught to be good girls. And so we didn't feel for a long time that it was appropriate for us to step to a man. It was always, okay, him trying to holler and you go that way. So you have to think of that as well. Take that into consideration, you know, and any woman, you know, any woman that steps in, and I'm learning now through movies and everything else, it's really okay for you to say, hey, how you doing? I'm Belle, you know. Please tell me you're single. Please, can we have dinner? Let me cook for you one night. And I'm okay with that now, even though I'm still a little shy. I saw someone in Ralph's a couple of weeks ago, and I'm thinking, why didn't I say that? It was after the fact. He was beautiful, and I'm thinking all I could do is look at him with, and my mouth dropped open, you know, as opposed to saying, please tell me you're single. Can I cook for you someday? You know, it's okay to flirt, ladies. It's okay for women to flirt. And so I'm feeling what you're saying more, but at the same time, it's okay for you to say, hey, how you doing as well? You know, you know, from what you've explained just now is that, hey, if she doesn't step to me, she's not interested. And as far as the lady or the clerk at the gas station or the store, wherever you were, you looked into her eyes and you felt something probably, and then she turned and started hollering at the clerk. That wasn't for you anyway, so why would it even concern you? Just a thought.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think, Amal.
Thank you very much. Oh, you want to know what I think about it?
Yeah, I mean, you made that statement, and it sounds, you know, I'm not trying to judge you because I have no idea who you are and I don't know you, but at the same time, you know, what made you think that was for you anyway? And you said, well, I knew from that start, she started hollering at the guy and the clerk, that it wouldn't have worked out. Well, maybe she was not trying to flirt with you. Think about it. Things to make you go home, you know?
No, she and I didn't even speak. It was just some girl I had saw, and, you know, I was like, okay. Physically, I'm looking at, okay, she's interested. But then once I heard her open her mouth, you know, it wouldn't have worked because I know who I am. When you know you know what kind of fits with you. So
yeah,
if you done graduated from high school and you can tell from the first 10 words that she didn't make it past middle school, I mean, you're not going to really waste your time with that. Even though, anything can happen, but you know.
You know what you want, Amal. You definitely know what you want. I think we all know what we want, what we need, what we desire, and who wants to settle for anything. So I get what you're saying on that end, you know, on that tip. But it felt like you were more offended that she didn't holler at you first, you know what I mean? And it came off sounding a little insecure. But, you know, like I said, if you felt like, okay, even remotely interested, you should have stepped and said, hey, how you doing? You could have said, how you doing first. But since she looked at you and you guys met eyes and she said that he didn't say anything, so she started doing hollering at the next person. But, you know, you judged her based on her words and felt like, okay, it wouldn't have worked anyway. But, you know, who's to say she was even interested in the first place? But, you know, I'm not judging. I'm just saying how it sounded. And the more I would love for you to stay on and hang with us while I take in this next caller. I'm interested in finding out what the next person has to say relating to the show topic. Next caller, 209-777. State your name. Where are you calling from? You're on the air right now. Hello, 209-777. Thanks for calling in. How are you?
Hey, Belle?
Yeah.
I gotta get on all on the show. Hello?
Yes, who's calling?
This is Renee.
Oh, hey, Renee, how are you?
How you doing? I'm hearing two voices, so I had to leave.
Yep, erase your background noise.
All right, yeah. All right, Renee. What do you have to say about the show topic, darling?
What I don't understand is where he's getting all about women chasing him and doing some kind of... He sounds insecure to me, basically. And he's ego-driven.
Well, yeah, and that's what I felt, too, and that's why I wanted to explain to him and maybe, you know, clarify for him.
Because even if you meet a woman, sometimes, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover. Some people appear to be uneducated, and they look like they may have a kindergarten education. But until you get to know them, you don't know that. So basically, you're prejudging a woman.
Well, me, I make judgments all the time.
Whole
thing about not judging people.
That's a horrible place to space to be in to judge everybody.
Well,
you know?
You have to be an adult to make a judgment. You make a judgment about what clothes you're going to put on. I make judgments about I paid this guy $10 to do something, and he didn't do it, so I make a judgment. That's a mature decision.
Yes, but that's
I don't make
that's something different as to judging the opposite sex as to how you feel or what, you know, you feel that person will be and will that person be for you. It's a totally different, you know. We're not talking about, I judge this person and feel like this person will be loyal and trustworthy enough to be my accountant and handle my money, but they screwed me and they stole from me. It's different when it comes to a relationship, you know, or someone you have no idea about, whether they speak incorrectly or not. That I can agree with. If you're speaking, you know, uneducatedly and you got a little hood in you, okay, that's not for me. You know, maybe in my younger days, I thought that was hot or sexy, but right now I need someone intelligent, intellectual, someone that, you know, is caring, giving, loyal, honest, and, you know, free-spirited and enjoying life and putting God first and all that. The list goes on and on. But to judge someone just by looking at them or their first words, you know, you never know. That woman at the store could have ended up being a great friend to you, you know? So it's best not to judge right away, in my opinion. What do you think, WD?
I don't make judgments anymore. I've already learned what's happening. Women only come in five categories, and then you handle the category as you do. They only come in five categories. And then you deal with them like you deal with them.
What are the categories?
Oh, Bell.
I had to jump on the chat room to call in because I really want to know.
Okay, exactly.
You want me to do the five?
Well, I've heard it over and over again, but go ahead, WD, real quick.
Heard it already. You want me to do them again?
Really quickly, if you don't mind, for those that have never heard WD and those little five reasons, go right ahead.
Five categories. Your girlfriend. I have nothing mad to say about your girlfriend. I have married girlfriends. That's one. Two, Jehovah's Witnesses. It took me 10 years to get to a Jehovah's Witness. She knocked on my door, and it was a matter of principle. Three, your married girlfriends. She's married. The last two are what we really like, bitches and hoes. Bitch, beautiful, intelligent coochie. And our hair is homegrown. Hoes, half of everything. Now, if you can know how to deal, if you know how to deal with these women, you have no problems.
But why would you even want a woman in that category?
But what?
I mean, when you start talking about bitches and hoes, why would you want a woman included in that category?
Ask Kwame Kilpatrick. Ask the judge. The mayor in Detroit.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about a relationship between a man and a woman where feelings are involved and emotions are being run.
Can I ask you a question? Have you ever been married?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, I was married. I'm divorced now. And the only thing I want to say about that is that the whole time I was married for like 6 years, basically I only had like two outside female friends. And the only reason I had them was because they were my wife's friends. So any females that came around me and came around us, they were her friends. The only females that I dealt with would be like at work.
You didn't even classify them right. That's why they got in your butt and your business. You didn't classify them right. You ain't know how to treat them. If you knew how to treat them how they was in the five categories, you would have not had a problem.
What are you talking about? I'm not talking about a problem. What I'm trying to say is once you're in a serious relationship as a man, the only women that are really kind of loud around you are your wife's friends. Your wife don't know them. They're not going to.
Oh, you
want to
tell me about your wife's friends? Let me listen to you. Tell me about your wife's friends. Let me listen to it.
No, it was just two of her friends that come around. When they did, her friends. Ain't nothing happened. I'm just saying, all I'm saying is once you get in a relationship, the only female friends that a guy is kind of allowed to have is the ones that his wife allowed him to have, which is normally the people that she brings around.
Now, what's her agenda?
It's about what you're looking for. If you're looking to date and be single, then that's what you're doing. But if you're looking to move into something more of a commitment, then everything changes.
That's
you know,
right.
Once you're dealing with a relationship, she has a lot of say-so. And so do you, because if you want some peace in that house, you know, you better listen to what's going on. And
let me tell you something about her. Let me tell you something about her. She is your wife's best friend. You never let your wife listen to her. Her legs been together longer than the Isley brothers. There is nothing she is going to say that is going to help your marriage, especially if you in love with your wife because she likes you.
So now we're talking about cheating.
Now, I don't think I was talking about that, but...
Well, I mean, listen to what he just said.
To what he said,
Beth
said?
Why can't you be friends with your wife's friends without thinking they won't open up their legs?
Oh, no, we were friends.
They won't tell her something positive because your ego's too high that you think that every woman wants you, including your wife's girlfriend.
Oh, no, you're going on a whole other subject I ain't even talking about.
I'm going by what he said about why a woman should never listen to a girlfriend. Your wife should never listen to her girlfriend because she will tell you nothing good because she's trying to get at him.
Oh, I can touch on that. The thing is...
You know what I'm doing? I got all you men together. Let's show us that we ain't fucked up. Come on, men, because y'all about to do something really bad. Go ahead.
All right, well, where women mess up when they start listening to their friend is their friend is telling them from their experience and how they would do it. But when you go home and you in the house with that individual and then y'all doing y'all thing together and you go out and you go to the museum and you do things with the kids, you know how the situation is. So you have to do it what's best for you. You can't go off of what your girlfriend say. If you're going off what your girlfriend say, then you taking her mindset and applying it to
your
situation.
Hold up. You don't have a girlfriend.
Well, that's where the relationship is.
You got a boyfriend. You don't have a girlfriend. Do it real. Keep it 100.
You bringing up too many
that's
different
things. That's not subjects. A relationship. That's not a relationship. If you got the wrong person, the relationship is between a man and a woman. You don't listen to your friends. A man don't listen to his friends. He don't run around and hang out with his buddy and screw every woman in town behind his woman's back either and then come back and laugh in her face and screw her too.
Right, right.
Yeah, anybody
a man or a woman should not listen to either of
them. I'm not listening to no woman. I'm not listening to no woman about what I do with my women. Because you can't.
With your women, oh, my God. You're a hot one.
Yeah, I got a couple of girlfriends.
Well, good for you.
Say what now?
I said good for you.
Yeah, it's fun. However,
let me tell you this.
Your
medical card? Bill, I'm going back in the chat room. This is crazy.
All right, let me interrupt y'all. Just make sure
that you stay in touch with your doctor, okay? I'm out.
He's so sad, just with your doctor. Okay, you guys, mics are still open. Let's take the next caller from area code 216-456. State your name, where you calling from. You're on the air right now. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, Six Eyes? How's it going?
What's up, Six Eyes? How are you?
What's happening, Six?
What's going on? First off, I'm gonna just say this. First off, it starts with self. Okay, and if you're confident within yourself, there's not a woman that you can't have. There's not a woman I can't have. Okay, the thing about it is, I am not a judge. I am a fruit inspector. So therefore, depending on our first initial conversation, I have to see how damaged you are, what guy hurt you, and I have to repair. So after the repair, you can go on and have a relationship, a friendship. But it all starts there, the first initial conversation, okay? And starting about how her day went. It's not about you. It's about how her day went, and then you go from there. And with that, there shouldn't be no insecurity. And that's what I have to say right there.
Real talk. Six, you just made me mad. That's what you do, and that's the first page of the book. I don't care what you did and how you feel. I'm going to cover it up, and I'm going to smooth it over, and then you're going to do what I want you to do because you my baby.
All right, with that being said, we're going to bring Sonya Burrell in. Sonya, I'm gonna have Sonya come in a second and go ahead and continue on with the show topic. That was extremely interesting and informative, fellas, from Amore to WD and Six Eyes. And we're going to get down to the bottom of, you know, what it is when it comes to, breaking down those walls. And really, it's a thin line between insecurities and, you know, past hurts and past experiences. You know, it is what it is. You're reacting and you have those walls up for a reason. So let me just jump right. Let me continue on from where I left off, and you guys can hold and continue in, and I'd love for you to, you know, continue to share your opinions, experiences, or, you know, what have you. Of course, we've all had Mr. Big. We talked about that, but, you know, it's unfair to put all the blame on men, though there are just as many emotional, unavailable women who want to remain focused on their careers, their needs and wants, and cannot be bothered by giving any particular relationship their all. We get that. That can be an excuse, you know. It's not only because they've been through a bad experience or they've been hurt or maybe misused or abused. You know, maybe they're focused on their careers and they don't feel like they want to do that, and that wall is up. Because let's just face it, a relationship can actually be a distraction. Wouldn't you guys agree?
Maybe I should say,
I mean, it
when
could
I've been
be, but
hurt.
If the guy is supportive, it really is not. It really isn't. If he's supportive in what she's doing and believing what she's doing, it's not a distraction.
Exactly, yeah. If he or she are supportive, I agree. It couldn't be, you know. They could be an asset.
See, I'm unlike any guy on this line. I'm unlike anyone in confidence.
You know what? And someone else said that. I think Karina P. in the chat room says, I'm like anyone, you know, and I, you know. But you know, let's face it. You know, what's the deal with emotionally unavailable people in the first place? You know, let's find out and talk about, you know, some ways or emotional, you know, or some ways or teaches, you know, not only how to deal with people that are, that have difficulty expressing their emotions, but let's just face it, what are the, some of the reasons, you know?
They've been hurt. They've been hurt. Someone's been hurt.
It hurts.
It hurts to be available emotionally. It hurts.
No. You said what happened. Someone has been hurt. Someone's been hurt.
It made me the dog I am.
Okay, I get that. You know, so, but some of the characteristics of an emotionally unavailable person. Let's just face it, for both men and women, you know. Like you said, I think, who was that? Someone said fear of being, it could be fear of being controlled, especially in a relationship setting. For men in particularly, you know, because it's a consuming fear of losing themselves in a relationship.
Control me. You could never control me, but it made me the dog I am. I got
hurt.
They
can't control you because
grade.
You have those walls up. They can't control you. And who wants to control anyone, or who wants to be controlled? Same in the same sense, you know, as chasing someone, you know, why, you know, that's a sense of control. If you think about it, I want her to chase me. She needs to chase me. That's a sense of control, if you ask me. But those who are emotionally unavailable also tend to fear and avoid intimacy and are, you know, incredibly sensitive to the feeling of being clung to or controlled by, you know, their romantic partner. You know, many assume that emotionally unavailable people choose to reject love or serious relationships because they want to remain single. You know, and that's rarely the choice.
It's more like a defense mechanism.
Don't you think it's more like a defense mechanism?
Well, let me
say this.
I'm going
to tell you. After she's rebuilt, she can go on.
Say it again?
You have to rebuild her. You have to rebuild her. After you rebuild her, you can carry on. You got to give her a new computer chip, and you can carry on.
Now, let me hear the next caller, because somebody was trying to say something. Who was that?
That was Leah Warren. Let me, you're looking at just one side of the coin, because there's a good side and a bad side to everything. When you talk about control, when you got someone who cares about you, want to be with you, that's not an issue. And I'll just give you an example. You say someone who's been together for a long period of time, like Denzel Washington, his wife. Now, I don't know what goes on in their relationship, but there's a level of control on both sides. And I'm quite sure it benefits both of them. So don't always look at the negative side of an aspect that you've been used to seeing. There's a positive side, because when someone cares about you, you complete them. You're a part of them. So just as I want the best for my right foot, I'm going to put the same shoe on my left foot, because I know it's going to help me in the long run, and it's going to help them. So it's a good side and a bad side to everything. So when you look at the bad side, always go ahead.
And, you know, as if being unable, you know, to healthily connect in a relationship weren't bad enough, those who suffer from the inability also have to deal with a painful and ironic twist of fate. Emotionally unavailable people usually want a connection the most, right? But they're too afraid to establish one. They're too afraid to establish one. Don't you guys think?
I do not respect women. I treat them like
wow.
I want to be treated. I do not respect women. They are just as nasty as you want them to be. And anything you want to do, they will do it.
Well, WD, you'll forever be out to lunch.
Out to lunch and getting your life, boo, and taking several seats and all that, okay? Because let's just face it, you know, WD, it sounds like you're afraid of being emotionally close to another person. You're afraid of being smothered. You're afraid of losing yourself, WD.
No,
To respect women is not to respect your first teacher. Most of us, when we went to school, most of the teachers
my
in the class.
Don't make me quote scripture. Don't make me quote nigga knowledge. I'm going to quote nigga knowledge. Don't make me quote. You about to make me quote.
Oh, wow. You know what, you guys, let's just face it. There are a lot of people that are in married situations that are emotionally unavailable people. Let's just face it. You know, but they decide it's a safe place. And, you know, hence, if it, you know, you people stay in marriages for a multitude of reasons, whether it's the children, financial, or whatever, and they're emotionally detached. And there's a reason behind that. You know, because they feel like the grass is greener on the other side, so to speak. What do you guys think about that? Is the grass greener on the other side?
No, if you maintain your grass, it can be just as green. You have to maintain your grass, and don't worry about what's on the other side of the street. Take care of your own yard. So I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that.
I don't believe
what
in that. It's all good.
I know, but it's not. It's not. And then a lot of times your grass could be too much for you. The woman could be too much, so where he becomes insecure. So he goes over to the lesser, maintain grass that he thinks is greener, but that grass is not actually greener. It's a little more less unkept. So therefore he feels he can conquer her, and he'll go. He can't stand your grass. You're too strong for him.
Exactly.
Can I break this down a little bit more?
Yeah, come on, go right ahead.
It's like me, I don't like sports. But say if I got
with a girl
and she loved to go to the game. Well, I may not go to everyone, but I'm going to go to some. And even if I don't like football while they're playing, like Steve Harvey, I'm going to find Sister Odell. I'm going to find something to enjoy myself while I'm there. And I go, you do things because you want to know everything about that individual. Because you, in order to be together, you just have to know. You may not have to like it. You may not have to agree with it. But you're conscious of what's going on in their life. And then they start to be interested in stuff that you're into. And that's how you grow together, or you will grow apart. Because I go ballroom dancing sometimes. And it'd be women up here. They'll come. Their husband won't come, or their boyfriend won't come. And then so they out there learn how to dance with another man. And then later on, they have trips going down to the Bahamas or wherever. Well, husband don't want to go, so she goes. So now she starts doing all this other stuff with someone else. Me, if I had two left feet, my woman wanted to go ballroom dancing, I'm going to go out there and learn. You know, but
that's right.
Whether
I'm like it
or not.
Hold on, Amar. It brings me to the question as to why would any sane person stay in this type of relationship? Why would any sane person stay with an emotionally unattractive partner? Why would they even attempt to do that?
It's not about staying in the relationship in that meaning. A lot of people don't know to, dang, sometimes I got to go do what she wants to do, even though I don't want to do it, and vice versa. They think, oh,
and
that's her
like,
thing.
You know what, Amar, I feel like a relationship is not 50-50, it's 100-100. Real talk, if you're on the same page, you know, you're equally yoked no matter what, you know, and respect
you're equal,
begets respect.
You are equal, you're supposed to compliment one another, but they have to be some compromise. I mean, I hate sports.
Compromise, there
right?
It is.
You know, and that's what it's all about. It has to be compromise. If there's no compromise, it can't just be about the guy, you know, or the woman. It has to be a compromise. And then that way, that makes for
exactly. I think an emotionally unavailable person has complicated emotional problems of his or her own in the first place. There, of course, the reasons are going to vary, right? From having low self-esteem, you know, to childhood trauma, you know, that led them to believe, you know, deserve good things in life. That's really bad. How could you feel like you have that if you haven't had those bad experiences? It stems from something, whether it's the low self-esteem or what you went through in childhood or experiences in life that allows you to stay closed up.
But I'm going to tell you what you have to do with that thing.
Please,
you have to, here's the thing. When something bad happens to you, you forgive. You have to forgive. That's the problem in any situation. If you have
a
bad relationship, you have
to forgive. They should
forgive. You have to forgive, but you don't forget the deed. You have to forgive the situation, but you don't forget the deed. And that's why a lot of women go into a relationship because they are I'm putting you like this. I'm going to simplify it for you. In your car, you have a rearview mirror. You have a front mirror. What do you concentrate on the most? What's
rear
in the car? No.
Rearview mirror.
No. I said, what do you concentrate on the most while driving?
Well, you're looking at the front window.
Exactly. So that's what you focus on. So here it is. You focus forward, forward, forward. You got to continue to move forward. Your rearview mirror is to know where you've been. You can't bring the past into the future because it's never going to go nowhere. So your front mirror is your forward. You're moving forward. So all your other past relationships is in the past, okay? Your left is God, and your right is your conscience. That's how it goes in life. So you got to constantly keep moving forward, and you can't go forward if you're looking backwards. So you got to not think of your rearview mirror. Know where you've been. Your front view mirror is to know where you're going. And if you do that, you're off the rudder.
Absolutely.
And that's any situation in life, relationship, business-wise.
Yes.
That's there it is.
You know, whether it's a relationship with your family, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, grandmother, it is what it is. And the wives of those emotionally unavailable men are very patient, if you think about it, you know, because they not only understand their spouse's love for them, you know, and they're feeling like he just has some problems expressing it, you know. But how long? I don't know if I could be that patient. I'm patient. I'm loving. I'm caring. I'm nurturing. But I don't think I have the patience to go the long run for someone that's emotionally so torn up to where, you know, it's just like you're not opening up at all. Like, can you, you know what I'm saying? Give me an inch. What do you guys think?
It gets deep, Bill. I'm a deep person. It gets deep. It gets deep. Like I said, it starts with self. It starts with self. If you're together, your girl can't help but be together. I mean, it starts with self. I can't explain it no simpler.
And it's almost like, you know, as though their patience, you know, as though their patience is never enough to make the problem go away. You know, and those partners in marriages or relationships or girlfriend and boyfriend, you know, need to know that they are loved and wanted, and they need to hear it often. And even with that being said, it's sometimes still not enough. It's like, what do you do? Where do you stand? And we need to get to the bottom of it and try to find a, you know, a solution and just figure out how can we be better as a people, you know. Period. It doesn't matter your creed, race, or any gender. It doesn't matter. It's just like communicating and breaking down those walls, because those walls have accumulated for a reason. We just discussed it, whether it's emotionally or childhood trauma or your life's experiences, and that's why people need to be careful as to whom they, you know, give their all to. You could be just wasting your time, you know. Blatantly said, just wasting time and you know, knowing that that person could never, ever change because they're not willing to try to change and or heal and move on past anything that they've been through to have made them so distant.
Well, this is where the guy has to fix up where the last person, okay, I put it like this, farmer. Okay, so I'm a new farmer. Okay, the guy, Amal, is the previous farmer. Okay, if Amal didn't give enough water to said crop, I have to come in and I have to assess the problem. Okay, well, this crop didn't have enough sunlight, okay, or water, okay. This girl didn't have enough attention, okay. And after you build her up and repair her, she's off and running, but you have to repair. You can't put a Band-Aid over a bullet hole. You can't.
Right.
It's not going to work. So, therefore, the guy has to shut the hell up, listen, and it's not about him. He has to listen. He has to listen to her. Listen, and when I say listen, I mean both ears. You know, if you got to get the Marine ear cleaner kit to get it clean, the Q-tips, you have to totally listen and be in tune with her. After that, you're off and running. I can't simplify it no more.
And it works both ways for the women, too. You know,
It does work both ways.
They put up with it and they deal with it, and they can't figure out how to fix it. And a lot of that difficulty difficultness begins in early years. You know, there are a lot of young men and women who, you know, they make their mistake. They make the mistake of thinking, you know, that their a partner is emotionally unavailable because, you know, they don't want to, let's say, a serious relationship, and they're unable or unwilling to commit. You know, and that's rarely the case if you think about it. You know, you can't just make assumptions, especially at a young age. Of course, it's completely normal, right, to want to maintain a sense of independence when you're young and you're being apprehensive, you know, about settling down. However, where does it set, what the age does it come in to set in to say, okay, I went through that. This person cannot be like the last person. You know, you're coming in with these preconceived notions that everyone is the same. You know, I have someone on, I think last week was saying, you know, was it you, WD? It was WD that said, I just give them a little inch, you know, and I wait for them, a rope, and I wait for them to hang themselves. WD, remember you said that last week? I give them a rope, and then I just simply wait for them to hang themselves. Like, really? That's your mind frame? And going into a different situation and meeting someone new? Let me just let them go ahead and hang themselves. It's negative.
It's all about one's level of thinking. It's about one's level of thinking. And that's going to determine a good relationship. I'm not dating guys. I'm dating women. So when you say it goes both ways, I mean, I don't hear any women interjecting anything about the male. So I can give you my...
And Renee, if you're there, you know, chime on in. I'm going to bring Sonya in a moment. And, you know, it also begins to become more obvious that a person, you know, has intimacy issues or emotionally unavailable ability, you know, once they reach, let's say, in their 30s. You know, it's a very telling indicator of emotional unavailability if that person, you know, has not had a serious relationship, you know, long-term relationship or monogamous relationship by the time they're in their 30s. That says a lot. Really? You've never been in a long-term relationship? That's one of the questions you ask when you're beginning to date. How long have you been in a relationship? What was your longest relationship? 6 months, a year, but you're 50. The maturity level is real, you know, and it is what it is. You're holding back for a reason, and you may not want that, and that's okay too. But there is a reason behind that. Unfortunately, there is something that stems behind that. Whether you messed up, or you acted up, or you were too immature, or you weren't ready for that, it is what it is. Hopefully, people are learning from their mistakes, and when they meet that person that, you know, is deemed for them in their lives, hopefully they're, you know, emotionally stable enough to deal with it. Right, guys? I mean.
Exactly. Here's the thing. Each one of us is built by design, so no one's alike. So that right there says a whole lot. I mean, everybody got their own beliefs, and everybody got their way how they would treat their woman. I mean, I would treat my woman a certain way from how Amar would treat his.
Yeah, that's totally true. But let me say this. I'm 40 years old, and I'm like, if I meet a woman and she's not divorced and have children, I really don't want to be bothered with it, because there's a lot of things that being married and having children, you've made a lot of changes, and you learned a lot of things. So if you're dating someone and she's 36, don't have any children, never been in a long-term relationship, you might as well go down to be dating someone that's 22 years old, because a lot of things that you're going through and you have to deal with, she couldn't even begin to understand, or he couldn't begin to understand. So when you get to a certain stage in your life, an individual has to have been through certain things. If you have a man who's 35 and he's mentoring young boys of, say, 12 to 15, and he's never been a father, and he's, you see, it's kind of, you know, he's never been married. A man, all men know who are fathers and been married or been in that relationship, know that you're grooming young boys to be men, to be fathers. Whether they do that or not when they grow up, that's on them, and that's fine. But you're pushing them and you're teaching them in that way. And if you're a single man that wants to be out there and just, you know, having a good time, I really don't want you talking to my son, because it's a lot of things that he needs to know as a potential father that you're not going to be able to really give him. So.
You know why?
Absolutely.
You know
remember
why?
Out there, your sons are watching you and your actions. Go ahead, WD.
You know what? I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to take some baby's mama's kids and try to raise them no more. I've done it before, and it don't work. That's some baby's mama's kids. These kids are lost. We've lost a whole generation, and that's all I'm going to say.
So you're going to be that weak and just leave the child out there to fend for himself when a woman can only do so much? So you're going to be that weak and turn your back on the child?
It ain't weak. That child will turn around and kill you. Watch him.
No.
That child will turn around and kill you.
I would just,
I hate what I just said. But that child will turn around and kill you.
I would just we've lost a whole generation. It's just that a lot of people don't have the knowledge to connect with an individual, because anyone who's out there is always willing to sit down and talk to someone. And when you're talking to an individual, you're looking, you're listening, and then you want to give them something that they can say, wow. And a lot of people don't have the information or the knowledge to give an individual something to say, dang, I can go in another direction. This is something I need to know something about. When I talk to anyone, if what I have to say is not going to make their life better, then I really should have my mouth closed. So I always looking, okay, when this individual leave me and we only had 5 minutes to talk, I want to say something or give them some information profound that's going to make their life a little bit better. Or you can go to the library and you can look this up. Or did you know you can go down here and they got this program that will help you do what you were talking about doing? This one lady and her daughter, I was at this city meeting a few years back, and it's in Detroit, and her daughter wanted to go to college. But no one in the family had ever been to college. She was getting good grades in school, and I never been to college. But I went up there one time, and I talked to a counselor. So while they was talking, I'm like, dang, I only got a few minutes to tell these people something. Then I remembered. I was like, you know what, you can go down to Wayne State. You can meet with one of the counselors. It's free. They can give you all the information on how to apply for student loan, grants, and what you need to do to get in college. Whether you go to Wayne State or someone else or to another college, you can get the information from them, and it's free. Just set up an appointment. And the mother eyes lit up, the daughter eyes lit up, and she was like, that's what we're going to do tomorrow. And
let me interject, because we have to take a music break, Amor, and I appreciate you, and I hope you hang in there in 6 Eyes as well as WD. I'm going to bring Sonya in and a couple other guests. I think it takes a real man, a real true man's man, okay, to be able to firstly raise and take care of another woman's children that are not his. I had a stepfather, and he took very well care of us from age 2 years old to 14 until they divorced, and that's who I knew as my father. I didn't know any other man as my father. So for him to marry my mother with 3 young little girls, you know, I still have that respect for him. I call him and he cries, like, wow, I can't believe you, you know. You know, you remember me. Well, of course I do. You're all I remember. You're all I knew. And it takes a real man to be able to. And then, WD, I'm not taking away from any experience you've had, or if you feel like that's just how it will be, the stepchildren will end up killing me or what have you. You know, but, baby, I need you to be released and free from those negative, you know, that negative mind frame on any level, because it's not all you have to get to know that woman. You have to get to know that children, and you have to tread lightly and gingerly and tenderly, and show love. And, you know, love begets love. And who's to say they're going to kill you? That's like really huge, WD. Wouldn't you say?
I don't know.
You're putting those vibes out there.
That thing
the vibes
I did.
Out there. So whatever you concentrate on, the most that's what you're going
to
get.
To be careful. The best thing I did was the best father I know how to be. That's the best thing I did. My son was killed in a car crash, and he was robbing a bank. I don't know how.
Well, maybe, do you think that's where some of your negativity stems from, WD, as far as any given situation? Because any given situation.
My negativity stems from the nigga I am. I don't like nobody.
There it is. You just don't like people. It's all good. I mean, you know, it's okay.
If you get close to me, I might hurt you. I was a fireman for 15 years. I've saved so many lives.
That's my brother.
If you get close to me, I don't like
you. It's just confusing. It's not even confusing. It's like on a low level sad because, you know, I feel like you don't have any trust, WD, not for women, not for kids, not for a new situation. You have walls. You definitely have walls, WD. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't like nobody.
He has beyond walls. He has.
I don't like nobody.
So you definitely have walls. Six eyes said he has a six eyes talent. Six eyes.
You got beyond walls, bro.
What do you like? What do you want to do? What do you like?
What do I like? I like Sabella Dell. I like Karen White. I like Jay King. I like Val Sing Young. I like Six Eyes Radio. Those are the only people I trust. Everybody else, don't get next to me.
Okay, now you still didn't answer my question. I asked you, what do you like to do? If you had a business, what would you like that to be?
Outside of accounting, being a firefighter, what else do you like?
Selling weed.
Did he just say smoking weed? I have got to take a music break, y'all. Let me just take a breather. Breathe, exhale, and let's just come back and jump and finish up on this show topic. Because WD, once again, we're gonna do a show for WD, you guys. We're gonna do a
I'm gonna be 50 in 7 days.
What? Oh my gosh, you need to come to LA, WD. You should just fly out.
7 days.
Why don't you just fly out to L.A.? Are you in the position where you can just fly out?
I can't fly out.
Why? Why? They won't allow you on the airlines? Are you banned?
But I can fly out. But
there are people
that are looking for me.
Okay, hold on.
Airport.
At the airport? WD, you tickle me. I swear, for heavenly God, you tickle me. Yo, you're tuned in live to the Sabelle Odell Show, and I am your host, Sabelle Odell. Hello, everybody. Big shout out to everyone in the chat room. Thank you all for joining me, for everyone that's hanging in and listening in. That's WD. That's my brother, y'all. You got to love him. Thank you, WD, Sonya Amore, Six Eyes. If you guys want to hang on. Let's take a music break, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Big shout out to my people that are chime in and called in is going to hold in. Let's go ahead and take a music break and breathe and come back and check out WD a little bit more. We'll continue on with the show topic. We'll be right back, folks. You're tuned in live to the Sabelle Odell Show, and I am your host, Sabelle Odell. Hello. Hello, everyone in the chat room. Hello, everyone holding on, listening in. Thank you. We're on each and every Tuesday evening between 7 and 9 p.m. right here live on the JK Network. Be right back, folks.
What you try to do, the best I can for you, but it seems it's not enough. No, I can't even
right, everybody. We're back. You tuned in live to the Sabella Dell Show, and I am your host, Sabella Dell. Hello, everybody. Welcome, 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 and thanks for tuning in, chiming in. All my folks up in the chat room, thank you. Much love, much respect. Everyone listening in, press the number one if you'd like to join us. If you'd like to call in, the call-in number is area code 347-205-9366. Press the number one, y'all. Press it, press it, press it. Tonight's show topic, once again, is titled, actually, it's part two of Emotional Walls. We spoke of emotional walls last week. And, you know, we're going to discover how to, or we're actually discovering how to handle a relationship with an emotionally unavailable person. And, of course, we're going to jump right into the seven ways to break down your emotional walls after a breakup. Let's just face it, every situation has a situation. With every action, there's an action. Every negative, there's a positive. Let's just face it, it is what it is. It's this thing called life. Real quick, who's texting me? Okay. Don't know. Okay, okay. So, you know, let's just, let me bring Sonya in real quick. Sonya, are you there? You're on 916-879. Hey, Sonya.
Hi, Del. Great show.
Thank you, darling.
You're welcome. Honey bunches.
We're missing one thing.
That is all we missing.
That's all we missing. Right self now. Okay. I don't, you know, it's all good. So, what do you think about tonight's show topic, real quick? And we're going to jump into those seven ways, you know, those seven ways to break down your emotional walls, you know, after you've been hurt or after a breakup. Real quick, I'm going to back too. Real quick, Sonya.
Well, you guys have done excellent. I've been listening in. And I just, aside from all the in-depth analysis that's already been offered, we're leading into the seven ways to break down your emotional walls, and I'm going to steal a little something from that information, which is just try to embrace your feelings, irregardless of what you've been through with other females or other males. Try to embrace what you're feeling for the person at present that's right there before you, and it should be all good. From there, you know, put all that other, set all that other stuff aside. Just embrace it, yo. That's all I have to say about it. Try to embrace it.
Okay, real talk. Thank you for that. Just embrace it. Embrace your feelings. Embrace your past experiences. I get that. All right. We have another call. I'm going to bring them in right now.
Okay.
Okay. Real quick, because we're getting feedback. Real quick, a big shout-out to Starfield from the chat room. Big shout-out to WD, all of our guests, Killer Ken, next to Last Dawn, Renee Portis. Hey, girl. Thanks for calling in. Also, Renee, everyone that's chimed in and out. To my girl Dub, Big Dub, Karen White, big shout out. Get it in at the gym, girl. Listening in, WD and everyone else. I'm going to pull you in a moment. Give me a second. Let's bring in this next caller real quick. Caller, state your name, where you're calling from. Let us know where your statement and or comment or experience has been regarding to the show topic, which, of course, we are discussing, y'all, part two. That's right, part two of those emotional walls. And how do we break them down and how we discover, how to discover how to even handle being in a relationship with someone that's just completely emotionally unavailable. They're a completely emotional, unavailable person. Caller from 818-942, state your name, where are you calling from? You are on the air right now. Hello, how you doing? Thanks for calling in to the Sabella Dell Show. Hey.
Hey. How you guys doing? This is Jay Sill. How you
Jay
doing,
Sill,
Belle?
I'm doing great, boo. What's up, Jay Sill? What's up, boo?
Nothing much. I'm just, I was listening to the show, and I love the topic. I was thinking about the fact of how, I mean, if you have a person who's truly, completely emotionally unavailable, they don't need to be in any kind of relationship with anybody. That's the bottom line, because I think in today's world, you got too many people who have issues, baggage, they're jaded from past relationships, maybe not even a relationship, maybe just from experiences in their life or their childhood that they've never dealt with or that they're not conscious of at the forefront of their minds. And that's a journey that a person needs to take within. Like, you shouldn't be with anybody trying to have a relationship and prosper when your growth is stunted as a human being. It's like you can't grow and you can't move on. Even if a person, you meet the perfect man or the perfect woman, the relationship will never be perfect, because if they're doing 100% of meeting you halfway and you're only meeting them 20% of the way, the relationship is still going to be flawed, because you're not being the best that you can be because you don't know how to be, or because you haven't dealt with the issues that you have from your past. Therefore, you'll never truly be happy. And I think that a lot of, in today's world, a lot of people are not so much willing to deal with the negatives about themselves as much as they want the positivity and the good feelings from someone else. And I think in able to truly liberate yourself and be free of your issues and to make someone else happy, most importantly, you have to deal with your own issues before you can venture out into a relationship with someone else.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. You hit the nail on the head. Like my mother used to say, I'm so country. Straight back down to the house. That is so true. Big shout out to Jay Phil, because real talk, if you're not happy with self, how could you possibly be happy with anyone else? You know, what your issue is, and you have to be willing to want to heal and want to change and want to have a successful relationship or open up. And I feel like I'm right there at that point where I'm like, okay, I've had some stumbling blocks along the way, but I'm okay and I'm not bitter and I'm still happy and I feel like I'm hopeful and I'm feeling like, okay, this, whoever I meet is going to be happy because of all the experiences that I've been through, and now I'm more better prepared to love him and understand where he is. And, you know, if he's completely emotionally distraught and he's there, you know, I can either be patient, it's my choice, and let's try to help him and work and see if it, you know, prevails, or I can, you know, choose to move on and not deal with that at all and just let it go and continue on, because the face of God has someone for everybody. There's someone out there for everybody anyway.
That's right.
However, so for us to say, go ahead and take that step on this person, be patient enough to deal with this person, and, you know, it ain't easy being cheesy, boo, but guess what?
Now, Sabelle, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Tell me what you think about this, because I know a lot of people also may be asking themselves, they may not say it outwardly, but they may be asking themselves, how do I know if I'm crazy, deranged? Well, I think one of the first ways to know whether you are a person carrying issues or baggage from the past is if you have a brand new man or woman, and if there's anything that they do that can trigger something inside of you from something you've dealt with in the past or been through, you ain't dealt with all of your issues yet. Because if a person who's dealt with all of their issues is truly giving the person that they're with or want to be with a fresh start, there's nothing you can do to trigger me from my past, because I'm looking at you as a brand new start, and I don't have any hang-ups from my past. So nothing you do should remind me of my past if I'm ready for the present. What do you think about that?
Firstly, I think that you preach on, boo, and get your life and have several seats. In the meantime, I think that was key at all points. I think that you're absolutely right. You know, I mean, like, you're standing still. You know what I mean? You're solid in your stance, and no weapon comes against you, you know, or that could absolutely possibly come against you shall prosper, because if you're secure and you've hashed out all of your issues and you're bringing it and you're opening it up to even say, hey, I'm going to allow this, I'm going to give it another chance, okay, and still, if that didn't work out, okay, that didn't work out, I'm still
right.
someone else is going to come along and be an asset. You know, we're going to feed off one another and be happy, because the bottom line is happiness. Who wants to be sad and miserable and arguing? And we don't have time for that, Blue. Don't anybody have time for that? You know, we have time to prosper, excel, feed off one another, and excel and grow, as opposed to someone being detrimental to us. So very interesting, Jay Till, and I love how you put that. You know, you've already dealt with your issues. And so if you're strong in that and your belief and you're truly healed, then, you know, who can come between you and your healing? You know what I mean? Unless you allow them to.
Exactly.
Unless you're still weak and you're still hashing that out. And what you need to do is be myself. And I say that, you know, and a lot of women have to jump from one relationship to the next. And I'm thinking, you're not giving yourself enough time to even heal, to even, you know, get over that last situation.
Right.
You know, give yourself to self-reflect and feel yourself and heal yourself and know exactly what you want. Give it to God. You know what I mean? Do something
right.
to better yourself, as opposed to jumping to one another and trying to get that attention and that love and that approval. You don't need anyone's approval. You need God's approval. You need self-reliance.
Right.
You feel better when you're self-reliant. I know I do. I don't want to depend on who you are, he or she or anyone else. I want to do well, you know, and with any relationship,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can only take so much. You know me, I don't have a lot of patience. I don't have a lot of patience, but I have been known to have patience and have given it a try and a chance, and it didn't work out, and wondering, why are you doing that? Whether me being those red flags and still continuing on, like, well, you know, he must love me more. He must, you know, he must love me or care for me because, you know, regardless of what I've heard about his past or his experiences, I don't care what you've done in your past. I'm not going to judge you. If one thing in my friendship for you as my friend or my boyfriend or my sister or my girlfriend or whatever, I'm not going to judge you from your past mistakes. I could care less. I'm judging what we have right now and in the present. And now, if you start being dirty towards me and it starts being detrimental or it's hurtful or it's uncomfortable, then yes, I'll relieve myself from that situation because I have to put myself first, put God first and then myself and my son, my family, and then friends or family, boyfriends and everything else. But sometimes I've been known not to do that. I put a man before anybody, and that's not the thing to do. You don't put anyone before self. So thank you for that, Jay. So that was real deep and real talk, and big shout out, super big shout out to my boy in the chat room next to Last Dawn. Thanks for your kind words. I know you said you've heard great things about the show. Keep coming back. We're on each and every Tuesday evening between 7 and 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here live on the J. King Network, baby. You don't want to miss it. It's for the grown and sexy only, as we keep it hot and saucy each and every week on these show topics and relationship-based topics. And we just try to get to the bottom of it and try to, you know, it's therapeutic for me. I always say, everyone knows since day one, I am not a professional counselor. I am not an expert. This is therapeutic for not only me, but for other women and men. And we call in and we discuss these topics and try to get down and get some type of, you know, solution as to that experience. And it's fun and therapeutic. And I hope you all continue to join us and chime in right here live on the J. King Network. For all of you that don't know, chime in at www.thejkingnetwork.com. Call in at 347-205-9366. You don't want to miss it. There are several shows on the J. King Network, including the Kings in the Morning Show, Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't want to miss the morning show, y'all. They're crazy, quirky, funny, informative, silly, ignorant. They're a little bit of everything. We got Porch Monkeys in the house. We got a little tomfoolery going on. We got some, you know, Softy McClure's. It's a little bit of everything. The Kingisms and everything else. You don't want to miss it. It is what it is. We have the Lakers Show. We have, you know, I don't know if we have a sports show anymore. There are several new shows. All you have to do is log into www.thejkingnetwork.com, and you'll see all of the archived shows, including mine. We're also on TuneIn, so be sure to check us out on TuneIn. All of the archived shows are there and readily available for you to enjoy, you know, and share with a friend. Have them come in, chime in the chat room. It's all good. Sign up for your login, your user ID, and your login, your password. That will enable you to be able to interact and chat with the fam bam in the chat room, which, by the way, shout out to my people in the chat room that are here each and every Tuesday with me and hanging and supporting. I love you guys and much respect. Big shout out. Once again, tonight's show topic, we're going to jump really quickly. I'm going to bring everyone that's holding back in, if they're still there, from WD to Six Eyes to, I don't know if Amore is still there or, no, he's not there, but that's cool. Sonya, Jay Still, if you're still there. If not, are you still there? No, I don't see you, Jay Phil. Let me just double check my board really quick. If he's there, I'd love to hear him as well. And really quickly, I'm just going to go over something really quick, those seven ways of, you know, dealing with yourself after, you know, seven ways to break down your emotional walls after a breakup. As a matter of fact, we never have enough time, but it's really quick, y'all, so let me jump into that. The first one is embrace your feelings. Come on, people. There comes a time where, you know, you need to embrace and realize what you've been through and face it. You need to acknowledge, you know, your feelings. And basically, you know, the best way to start breaking down those emotional walls is to comfort your feelings by, you know, talking about it. And I know females, we talk about, I know when I'm hurt, I'll talk to every female from my aunt, my sisters, my cousin, my girlfriends. Men are like, I don't want to hear this. Don't you have any girlfriends you can share this with? You know, I'm talking and discussing it and letting it out until I'm healed. I feel like I'm okay. You know, and then I feel silly sometimes, like, wow, why do I tell everyone? But, you know, that's just me. Number two is don't take it personally. The truth is, nine times out of ten, when a person hurts you, it's not fair. You know, of course, we all know that. And it's not fair to blame yourself. So don't do that, people. Don't blame yourself. It is what it is, you know, although you feel just like Sonya. I know she remembers last week we spoke about, okay, we broke up with this guy, and some other woman is reaping the benefits. But is she really winning? Nine times out of ten, he's doing her the same way he did you, and vice versa for females and, you know, with men. It is what it is. You know, so be grateful. Don't feel bad. Don't feel like you're losing out, because if that didn't work with that person, it's either in their character, and not that. It's in their character. It is what it is, or their experiences and their, you know, what do you call it? Phil, are you still there? Something's still on.
Yes, I am.
Okay, Phil. Okay, I'm hearing that. So something's still with me. I'm glad you let me battle on. I appreciate you for that. But, you know, number three is always prepare for the unexpected. I had a guy tell me this in college, and I've said it several times on my show. I used to get hurt, and my feelings hurt, trying to date guys in my 20s. And he told me, always remember that this shit may not work out. And that was real talk. Keep in the back of your mind that this might not work out, and that way you won't be as hurt. So always prepare for the unexpected. Number four is set boundaries. You know, from the very beginning, set those boundaries, ladies and gentlemen. Set the boundaries, you know. It's always important to, you know what your likes and dislikes are. You know, so don't shortchange yourself. Ask yourself, you know. Yeah, express it. There you go. You know, ask yourself, what will I tolerate? What will I not tolerate? You know, I mean, it is what it is. You know what you like. You know what you want. You feel, you know, you should know what you deserve, if nothing else. Number five is establish those coping skills, learning how to cope, you know, with being hurt. It's actually not as hard as it seems. And, you know, of course, you know, the old saying, time heals all wounds. That is so true. Wouldn't you agree, Jay Phil? Are you still there?
Somebody, yes, I am.
I mean, you know, establishing those coping skills, whether it's keeping yourself busy, you know, someone makes you upset, you know, don't just shut down or yell back. You know, it really takes a lot of energy to do that, you know. Or stay mad, or forgive. Instead, move on with your life. Learn how to forgive, you know. Keep yourself busy. Do, you know, go weightlifting. Go play chess, you know. Just say bye-bye to stress and hello to happiness. Real talk, this is what life is about. It's about being happy, people. So number six, make an effort to trust. After a bad breakup, it's hard to trust anyone, and I get that. You feel so betrayed and fed up, you know, that you really don't know who to trust. You know, we get that. But guess what? There's someone out there that you can trust, and you may pass, you know, or let someone pass you by. That's a good, great guy or a great female, and because you're so, you know, locked up in that little box and you're afraid to trust. You know, make an effort to trust. Try it. You may like it. I'm there right now. Real talk. So the last one, and number seven, is challenge yourself. After feeling like, you know, the world has turned against you. I wrote a song about that when I was like 20, you know. It's always good to put yourself to the test, you guys. It makes no sense for you to walk around in defense mode. All the stars talk. Uh-oh, I don't know. Jay Phil. Carry on, Jay Phil.
Yes. I love, first of all, I love everything you said, because it's all so much good soul food and fruit for the spirit. I think, you know, one of the biggest things, it's not the easy road. You know, you fixing oneself, you have to You have to take the time to not try to really be with anybody and not need feel the need for validation instantly, you know, from someone or instant gratification from being with someone because you're like, oh, well, I have needs. And, you know, while I'm getting myself together, I still want to be able to, like, you know, deal with people. You won't be able to deal with people. You won't be able to have a good functioning relationship with anybody unless you deal with yourself, because at some point in time, you're a snake that you don't even know it, and you're going to bite people, and then they're going to react, and then you're going to get mad because you don't see your own actions, and then all you're going to see is their reaction and think this person is crazy, but you didn't see what you did to make that person react to you crazily. And then on top of that, like you said before, Sabelle, you have to find constructive releases. A lot of us adults are not mature, and we need to learn what maturity and discipline is. Discipline is having emotional control. Discipline is, you know, watching how the girl Evelyn from Basketball Wives had to go to therapy and all this stuff because she would just flip on everybody and start punching people and throwing stuff, and that's a child. Children throw tantrums. I used to throw tantrums, keeping it real. But I went to therapy, and I went to school, actually, and psychology taught me a lot of things. I'm not a pro, but I learned a lot of things about self-evaluation, and I monitor myself on a daily basis, hourly, actually, based on how I interact with other people, what their responses to me are. Are my relationships growing with people, or are they getting worse? Are more people starting to like me, or are more people starting to dislike me? And then, you know, finding constructive releases, like you said, Sabelle, working out. I don't care if it's going to the movies, spin class, you know, Tai Bo, yoga, whatever it takes for you to find discipline within yourself, find something to get a release so that you can do that. And most importantly, we have to be truthful with ourselves. You have to be able to know what your issues are. 9 times out of 10, whatever your issues are, you've been told your issues by multiple people. You ain't just heard it from one person. Multiple people have told you the same thing that's wrong with you, and that needs to be truly evaluated and dealt with. And then last but not least, you have to present yourself vulnerable in every new relationship. And this is the hardest thing, especially for women sometimes, because women always want to see, well, what you going to do first? Or what you want to do? What you going to say? Well, how do you feel? No, how do you feel? You tell me your feelings first. Do you love me? No, do you love me first? No. Always be willing to present yourself vulnerable and be the bigger person or someone ready to be forthcoming with how you truly feel, because unless you're able to present yourself vulnerable, you haven't dealt with your issues.
Absolutely.
Because your issues have closed you up and made you defensive. So therefore, I'm not saying be unwise or stupid. That don't mean tell everybody any and everything. But it means that if you find somebody you, in your evaluation, think is worthy of you, don't be scared to tell them, yeah, you know, I used to push men's buttons and make them want to have, you know, volatile relationships with me because somewhere in my past I saw my mom and my dad and I thought that because they used to fight and argue all the time, that was how you were supposed to have a relationship. That doesn't mean that that's not healthy. That's not constructive. It's not positive and prosperous. But at the end of the day, you know, we have to relearn and reteach ourselves and, you know, find great examples of what we truly are looking for and what we want and follow those models and follow those examples that are set before us. And if you do these things, you will truly be liberated. It is the most freeing experience to journey within oneself and free yourself from your own issues because you've, number one, faced them. I know that I'm selfish. I know that I talk too much. I know that every time somebody tells me I do something, I get in denial and I say, no, I didn't. Uh-uh. Nope, I didn't do it. Nope, that's not me. You're wrong. You're a liar. You're against me, and so is everybody else. Once you're able to deal with these types of issues, because they're very common with all of us are human. Once you're able to do these things, then you will start being free, and you will grow, and things will be beautiful for you. Swag, I'm out.
All right, Swagoo in the house. They still baby. You better ask somebody if you didn't know. Now you know.
How do I know this, people? Like Kevin Hart said, how do I know this, people? From experience.
That's right. That's so right. That's what I'm talking about. That's real. That's
thank you, Chabelle.
Thank you, Jay Sill, for being on
you're
the
welcome,
show.
You're welcome, Katie.
I appreciate that. And while I have you on, Jay Sill, closing statement from you before we're going to take a quick quiz. But, Jay Sill, what's your closing statement on today's show topic as far as, you know?
My closing statement on today's show is search yourself. Once you journey within, the world at large is nothing but an oyster to enjoy any way you want to. That's my closing statement.
And amen, amen, and get your life. And you don't have to take several things. I want you to stay awake, stay alive. Stay exactly how you are.
I tell you.
Absolutely. Sonya, what's your closing statement, honey?
Well, I agree with a lot of what Jay Sill said. That was beautiful. What I would say is don't be too quick to determine that someone is too much stress. Give them a chance and take a look at what you've done to contribute to their behavior toward you. And actually, Jay Sill touched on that. And I couldn't believe it when he said it because I was writing it in the chat room as he said it. Okay, that is my closing statement, and I'm cutting it for now.
All right. As you all know, I ended with, you know, challenging yourself, you know, after being, you know, like feeling like the world is against you and everyone's turned against you, you know. Always, you know, it's always good to put yourself to the test. You know, it makes no sense for you to walk around in defense mode. You know, all the time you're moping and you're feeling like, okay, you know, I hate everybody. WD said it. You know, he was a perfect example. I'm going to bring you in, WD, for your closing statement. You know, there's no need to be like Jay Sill said, but you accomplish that happiness if you're not willing to let go of the past experiences and, you know, allow yourself to grow and experience and move forward. You know, instead of being fake or, you know, and hoping that, you know, no one will ever notice that you're fake, just be you. You know, the next time you feel like your back is against the wall, you have had it up to here. Think about everything for tonight, because let's just face it, it's not worth it to be in bondage for the rest of your life. And real talk, real quick, WD, your closing statement for the night, WD. The floor is yours, WD.
I really like the way dude was speaking. We could get together and knock off a whole lot of other women, and I would like that.
Lord Jesus, swag and not. Sit down.
Say what?
I will see you get your life.
It is my life. I love knocking off women. I just love it.
That was your closing statement?
Say what? That was my closing statement. I love knocking off women. One day,
right.
Belle.
Thank you for that, WD. Mm-hmm.
One
yeah.
day, Belle, I'm going to tuck you in.
WD, really?
Yeah, I'm going to tuck you in, and you're going to like it. But I
yeah,
really
you got to get
like
a plane ticket first. You got to get a plane ticket first, boo, before you can do any tucking.
It's $69. It's $69 to go from anywhere to there.
You better buy it now before February so you can get that little discount.
My birthday. 7 days.
Your birthday's coming up.
My birthday is in 7 days.
Oh, okay. So, WG, thanks for that closing statement. Everyone's mic is open. 216-456, state your name. Where are you calling from? You're on the air. Hello. Thanks for joining in on the Bell Dead Show.
Hey. This is Six Eyes. I'm back.
Six Eyes.
Real quick,
Six Eyes, what's your closing statement, darling? Thank you so much, Six Eyes.
My closing statement is continue to nurture the relationship and it only can grow. If it stops being nurtured, it's going to die. So continue to feed it.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Continue to feed it, y'all. I like that, too. Oh, wait a minute.
Thank you.
Everyone's mic is open. Six from Sonya to Jake Bill and WD. Six Eyes, thank you for that. Continue to water that plant.
I like that.
Yeah, I liked it too. That was beautiful.
Absolutely. We have exactly 5 minutes left, and I have a short quiz. Really quickly, I have a short quiz. Should you break up or break up? I would like to give this to let me give it to Sil real quick. Jay Sil.
Yes.
You still? Let me give this to you real quick. We have five good long minutes. Okay? Do you mind taking this quiz?
No problem.
You may come to a point in your relationship where it's time to part ways and move on. If you aren't sure if to break up or make up, let's take this quiz. KK? KK.
Let's do it.
Let's undo this because I believe Jay still can handle this. Number one, when you have a crisis at work, who is the first person you call about it? Your mom, your BFF, or your girlfriend? Quickly, we have 5 minutes.
Your BFF.
Really? Okay, that's cool. You know, that's and most people do. If my mama were alive, I probably would call her because I used to. Number two, is there something you are worried about still right now that you haven't told your partner? Yes, a lot of times there may be a thing or two, or no, of course not. I tell them everything.
That may be a thing or two because I'm always reluctant to disclose information to others that I should divulge to myself and marinate on.
Because you have to be you. You can only be you. So I get that. Number three is, when was the last time you went out on a real date with your girlfriend? We usually just kick it back at home on my birthday or last weekend?
Well, considering last weekend was my birthday, last weekend.
Okay, on my birthday. It's my birthday. Big shout out to all the Leavers out there. Happy Leaver Nation in the house. Big shout out to Jay Sill. Who else? Mark Knox. Karen White, the Dub, all of my Leavers. I know about 50 Leavers. So big shout out. We're going to do a big, we're having a Halloween party at my job on Thursday. We're dressing up. I may be either a baby. I might dress up with a onesie as a baby or a vampire. I don't know yet.
Oh, my.
It's all good.
Go with a baby vampire. Be a baby vampire.
Why not? Be both. Hey, Sil, what's your last fight about with your girlfriend? If she was cheating, if you guys should get married, or if you should take out
and
cook at home?
Probably her not cooking at home.
Woo! It's a lot. Oh, I know that's right on the board. Last one. No, I don't know if this is the last one. Has your girlfriend ever put you down in public all the time on occasion, but just joking or no way they have major respect for me?
Majority of them have major respect for me.
That's what I'm talking about, and why not? It should be.
But
like
it has happened. I'm not perfect, and I'm not like the best guy ever. It has happened.
Okay, what's your girlfriend's reaction if you tell her you need to talk? She laughs, she rolls her eyes, or she's feeling concerned?
She's pretty cool with it.
So she laughs.
Yeah, exactly. She laughs. There you go.
Okay.
But laugh can be taken like she doesn't take you seriously. So, I mean, she takes it seriously, but she's pretty nonchalant about
it. Okay, would you love to marry your girlfriend tomorrow if they ask, no way, of course, or no way I want to plan my wedding?
No way I want to plan my wedding.
Oh, that's so romantic. And I feel the same way because the first time I was married, I eloped, and that was whack. Okay, what's one word your girlfriend uses to describe you on a regular basis? You're fat, you're nag, you're gorge.
Flamboyant. That's definitely got to be, that's one of my things.
I'll just say beautiful then because that's the closest thing because, you know, it is what it is. You have completed the quiz. Jay Sill, you have mostly C's, of course. You seem to be in a healthy relationship, you know how to be in a healthy relationship. You have managed to find the balance between devotion to your girlfriend and keeping your sense of self-worth. So continue to love your partner and love yourself. Yay! Ding, 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 ding,
thank
ding.
Thank you. I can't wait to find my partner. She doesn't exist right now.
She doesn't agree at all, but guess what? Guess what we're going to give you? Big shout out and happy birthday to Jay Sill. Happy birthday to all the Leavers out there. We are out of here, y'all. Thank you to everyone in the chat room. We have about 30 seconds left. Thank you all for joining in. Thank you, Six Eyes. Thank you, WD.
Welcome,
WD there, Six Eyes, thank you. Sonya, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Radio.
Thank you.
Right.
We'll see you all next.
God bless you.
Same time, Life on the
God
Network.
Bless everyone.
Absolutely. And we're out of here, y'all. Thanks for joining in. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for all y'all in the chat room.
Peace.
We're going to.
Bye,
y'all.
Follow. Yeah.
don't even know. I have that phone number. All of those connected to the owner.
And you've listened to a Sabelle production.
All right, everybody. Thank you for coming in. And you might have heard her home gospel, but God bless you tonight.
Really thank you.
Take care.
I hope it's not me.
Sound like it was a party. Sound like it was a party going on.
It's frozen. My phone is frozen. I can't. My screen is frozen. I'm turning it off.
I'm home for it. That was good. My shit been in the whole time. Look at that. My shit was on me. Yeah.